From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Blanc, and we're looking at 6 more weeks of winter.
A bright sky above me showed my shadow beside me. So 6 more weeks of winter it will be. Oh, woe is us. Woe is us.
That's according to Punxsutawney Phil, the most famous groundhog perhaps in the world. Bill Cooper, the president of the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club, translated Phil's prediction for the crowd just this morning in Pennsylvania.
Yes, it's February 2nd, Groundhog Day, and if Phil says it, it must be so, right? Wrong.
Now, Robert, I didn't know this, but groundhogs are also known as whistle pigs.
Whistle pigs.
Whistle pigs. And many of the nation's less publicized whistle pigs think Phil is really overrated. This is from the New York Daily News today. This headline, S.I. Chuck scoffs at Punxsutawney Phil.
It's Staten Island's groundhog, who saw no shadow today. He declared an early spring. So did Long Island's Malvern Mel.
And so did General Beauregard Lee. That's the woodchuck from Lilburn, Georgia. That's a crowd in Lilburn cheering Bo out of his home. This video posted on YouTube today.
Come on, Bo.
All right, no lights. There he is. Anybody see the shadow?
I don't think so.
Okay. 7:33. He did not see a shadow. We're going to have an early spring.
This is getting ridiculous. How many squirrely meteorologists are there?
Well, apparently quite a lot. Outside Chicago, at the Brookfield Zoo, tumbleweed groundhog agreed with Phil, 6 more weeks of winter. In Canada, Shubenacadie Sam and Wyarton Willie in Nova Scotia and Ontario and Manitoba Merv all said more winter.
What else would there be? It's Canada.
Robert, that's cold.
Okay, but to get serious here for a minute, there was a bite of news at the ceremony with Staten Island Chuck's proclamation this morning. Here's what happened.
Come on. Chuck, your girlfriend's idea. Come on, Chucky.
It was overcast, and Chuck did not want to leave his house. As the crowd and MC looked on, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg tried his hand at coaxing Chuck out with a cob of corn. After several tries, the mayor just grabbed the scrambling rodent and held him up for the audience, and Chuck bit the mayor on his gloved hand.
This is a truly independent-minded groundhog, just clearly, like the mayor. Yes.
Clearly has a mind of his own. Now, a city spokesman says there's no risk of rabies, by the way. Staten Island Chuck was raised in captivity, and apparently there were no hard feelings, at least on the mayor's part. We don't know about Chuck. The mayor went on to unfurl a banner that read in green and yellow letters, "Spring is coming."
Absolutely no shadow whatsoever.
The Staten Island Advance has video on its website, and we wish the mayor a happy Groundhog Day, and to you as well.